Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you wear a mask when you go out in public? About 60% are saying no, and that is against what the CDC is saying. Now, I'm going to be honest. I got to go to the grocery store later and got to go to the drugstore. I'm going to feel silly putting a mask on. I do. I'm going to feel silly, and quite frankly, just to be honest, I'm going to feel like a wimp. And I know that sounds stupid. I am just being brutally honest here. However, I am going to do it because that is what they say I'm supposed to do. I have a mask, not anything fancy, one of these Home Depot deals, but I'm going to wear it. And I'm probably going to feel silly at first, but then I'll get accustomed to it. But again, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get this thing behind us and save lives, and also recover economically. I saw Britt Hume, this guy from Fox, retweeting something about, or tweeting that Deborah Birx is saying now that everybody that dies that has COVID-19 is being counted as a COVID-19 fatality, even though that may not be what they died for. I don't get the quibbling, because it is what it is, and the economy will be back hopefully sooner rather than later, but it all starts with this thing flattening out. So joining us now is Ryan Bourne, R. Evan Scharf Chair for the Public Understanding of Economics at the Cato Institute. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hi.
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So let's talk about Stimulus 2. Is it too early to talk about Stimulus 2 before Stimulus 1 is completely implemented?
Well, I think so. I think it's best to think about this from an economic perspective in terms of the policy response as two kind of separate things that are being done. At a state and local level, obviously, we're seeing the extensive lockdowns, which are really trying to suppress the transmission of the virus. And then what Congress has done so far is really provided a palliative, is really just sending out money to businesses and households to try to get them through this period in which many businesses have been shut down by state and local governments. So I think talking about Stimulus 2 is a bit too soon, because actually from the perspective of spreading the virus, we still don't really want a stimulus. We don't want economic activity to go back to normal as yet, because that would be a disaster in terms of the rapid respread of the virus. What we need to do is we need to relax lockdowns in areas where it's low risk for businesses to open safely. We need like a flight path to a normality of economic activity, but that can't occur in a big bang. And things like infrastructure spending, things like big consumer tax cuts, they don't really make sense in this environment, because people aren't going to go out and spend, people aren't going to go out and build new infrastructure until they're confident that they're not under threat of catching this very contagious virus that potentially is deadly to them or their family members.
You know, I thought about, for the first time as you were saying that, Ryan, about maybe if you look at everything, if you look at Stimulus 1, if you look at the economy and the effects that coronavirus, COVID-19, is having on it, maybe it would be better at this time to make sure you had talking about infrastructure, the plan, the mechanisms to distribute money once it is a biologically correct time to do that, rather than handing it out now, so you get everything in place so that when it is safe to get people out and spending money, you get it to them quickly. Does that make a lot more sense?
Well, I look at it in a slightly different way, in that I think that actually Congress has done three bills so far. It did a very small bill in relation to money for medical supplies. Then it did a second bill, which was providing a paid sick leave program and some other things that we might associate directly with the virus. The first kind of stimulus bill that you're talking about was almost an anti-stimulus bill in some ways, because although it did have lots of extra borrowed money, which we'd usually associate with an attempted stimulus, it was really paying people or compensating people for either not working or their businesses closing down. So it was kind of trying to maintain as much of the capacity of the economy through a shutdown. Now, politicians seem to have pivoted to be talking about the more traditional forms of stimulus, which I do think is far, far too early to discuss things in those terms. The best way of making this a sharp kind of V-shaped recovery is to try and engage in policies that both reduce the health threat whilst at the same time encouraging economic activity. So I still think the best thing to do in the near term is to try to encourage as much medical innovation as possible. The sooner we have a vaccine or an effective treatment for this, the sooner we'll see the economy normalize. And as I say, we do need to look at ways of opening low-risk economic activities, whether that means, businesses that do open have to abide by social distancing measures. They have to have fewer people in the store at any given time. They have to have hand washes or disinfectants on the way into the store. There are lots of things that we could think about that would reduce the risk of spreading this virus, but allow a degree of economic normalization. My central assumption is that actually we'll see a slow reopening of the economy, because otherwise, if you open too soon and open everything up in one go, you risk just having a second peak in the infection rate and running into the same problems we're having now. This will only ultimately go away when we reach some sort of end state with the virus.
So if you could look into that born crystal ball that's been handed down from generation to generation, how do you see this ending, and when do you see it ending?
Well, my central expectation is that we'll see a gradual relaxation of the restrictions applied in the lockdown. And that will occur on a kind of first-in, last-out basis. So the industries that were closed first, because they were obviously potential incubators of the spread of the virus, will be the last things to open. Unfortunately, that will be a lot of entertainment industries, sports industries, hospitality, and things that make life worth living quite often. But I imagine they'll be the last things to open. So I see this being, over a kind of six-month period, a gradual relaxation of this stuff. It really, really depends on two things. Firstly, it depends on how effective this first kind of lockdown has been on reducing the spread of the transmission of the virus. The more that virus transmission has been reduced, the easier it will be to implement some alternative policy, whether that's testing and then trying to trace who that person who's tested positive has interacted with. That only becomes feasible, really, if we really reduce the new caseload pretty substantially. But even beyond that, I think it would take some time to relax restrictions. And remember, even when governments have relaxed things, it will take some time for consumers and businesses to reopen and go about their business with confidence. Even in countries that haven't had full lockdowns, like South Korea, like Sweden, and until recently like Japan, they're seeing big, big economic hits too, which suggests the vast majority of this is actually driven by consumers and producers deciding it's not safe to go into work. And that's kind of being codified by governments then imposing lockdowns. So we'll only normalize this when we have some sort of end game to the health situation. Now, that might be a vaccine, though people seem to think
that's our guess. And Ryan, we got to go. I appreciate your time. Our guess, maybe if the medicines that the president is pushing, and I don't mean that pejoratively, prove to be very effective in terms of, I guess, treating this. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate your time. It is 6:54, a little bit late. Time to look at traffic on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.